This graphic audio title features all three parts of The Forest Kingdom Saga 1, Blue Moon Rising by Simon R. Green, in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic audio presents Simon R. Green's Forest Kingdom Saga. Blue Moon Rising. Narrated by Terence Aselford. With performances by David Coyne, Mort Shelby, James Konacek, Elizabeth Jernigan, Scott McCormick, Nanette Savard, Tim Getman, Richard Rowan, Lily Beacon, MJ Casey, Peter Stray, Andy Clements, Eric Messner, Joe Brack, Christopher Graybill, Michael Glenn, Dylan Lynch, and Ken Jackson. Blue Moon Rising, Part 1.
Prince Rupert rode his unicorn into the Tanglewood, peering balefully through the drizzling rain as he searched half-heartedly for the flea hiding somewhere under his breastplate. Despite the chill rain, he was sweating heavily under the weight of his armor, and his spirits had sunk so low as to be almost out of sight. Rupert gave up on the flea and scrabbled awkwardly at his steel helmet, but to no avail. Water continued to trickle down his neck. Towering, closely packed trees bordered the narrow trail, blending into a verdant gloom that mirrored his mood. Thick, fleshy vines clung to every tree trunk and fell in matted streamers from the branches. Thick mud and fallen leaves made the twisting, centuries-old trail more than usually treacherous, and the unicorn moved ever more slowly, slipping and sliding as he carried Prince Rupert deeper into the Tanglewood. Rupert glowered at the surroundings and at his situation. All his life he'd thrilled to tales of the glorious exploits of his ancestors, told in solemn voices during the long, dark winter evenings. He remembered as a child sitting wide-eyed and open-mouthed by the fire in the great hall, listening with delicious horror to the stories. Rupert had vowed from an early age that one day he too would be a hero, like great Uncle Sebastian, who traded 3 years of his life for the three wishes that would free the Princess Elaine from the Tower with No Doors. Or like Grandfather Edward, who alone had dared to confront the terrible Night Witch, who maintained her remarkable beauty by bathing in the blood of young girls. Now, finally, he had the chance to be a hero, and he was making a mess of the job. Basically, Rupert blamed the minstrels.
Go forth and slay a dragon, my son.
Sounds so easy when you say it. Sounds even easier when those bloody minstrels sing about it.
Ogres and harpies, swords and rings, the world's just packed with magical things.
Stupid minstrels.
Whoa!
Hey, steady down there.
Oh, sure, it's all right for you up there taking it easy. I'm the one who has to do all the work. That armor you're wearing weighs a ton. My back's killing me.
Well, I've been in this saddle for 3 weeks. It's not my back that's bothering me. And why have we stopped? Trail getting too muddy, perhaps? Afraid your hooves will get dirty? It's partly your own fault, you know. Look what you're doing.
You know I can't help it. Ever since I was small, when I got startled or scared, I just lose control.
I know. What brought it on this time?
In case you haven't noticed, there's a massive spiderweb blocking the trail.
I suppose you want me to do something about it?
Yeah, if you would, please.
You know how I feel about spiders.
And you know how I feel about them. And I've just proven it. The difference is that you have hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?